أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. We were discussing the various forms of kufr, of disbelief, and the reason for that is primarily that we have to check ourselves that any of that type of kufr is not in us, because it is the most dangerous thing if a person has to lose his iman and go, and if he dies without this iman, there can be nothing worse than that. So we have to check on that, and Allah reward our ulama, Allah's great favors upon us. He spelled it out for us in the Quran Sharif. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went to every length to explain to the ummah, and the ulama have transmitted it to us all along. So the first type of kufr that is discussed is kufr at-takdhib, that a person says, I don't believe in Allah, akhirat, etc. The basics of iman, which we read in Iman Mufassal basically, but though there is much more detail to that. Coupled with that also is necessary that not only that a person says, I don't believe, but even if he doesn't accept, that also he must do, and he must do it verbally also. He must talk about iman, talk about akhirat. I believe in qabr, I believe in akhirat. At least we should read our iman in mufassal, even just to ourselves regularly, to refresh our iman. Then the second type of kufr, which the ulama explained, is kufr istikbar. That is because of pride that a person does not accept. Like Shaytan, who saw Allah, who can have more yaqeen and belief on Allah than after seeing Allah Ta'ala. He saw Jannah, he lived in Jannah, all that, but because of his pride, he did not obey the command of Allah. Aba wastakbara wa kana minal kafirin. So this pride also, that many times we don't want to accept things because of our pride. We don't want to accept the true teachings of deen because of our pride. Then the third type of kufr is kufr e'raz, that a person does not pay attention. A person does not doesn't look for the truth. That is also our duty, to look for the truth. We must not wait for the truth to come to us. But a person, every person must have this in him, that I must find the truth. So the non-believers, which are so many in the world, it is their duty to go and look for the truth. Allah Ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, which are the great favors. The ulama are working in every sphere so hard to bring deen. The work of tabligh and da'wat is manifest in the world, where they are going from door to invite us. But this is the favors of Allah. The onus still remains on the shoulders of every individual, that he must go and look for the truth. So the non-believers who are not believing, they are responsible themselves because they are not looking for the truth. Then the fourth type of kufr, which today we will discuss, is kufr-e-irtiyab. That is the kufr of doubt. Iman is to have yaqeen, complete yaqeen. And if there is any doubt in that, then that also becomes kufr. Like if we doubt the existence of Allah, we doubt whether there is life in the qabr or not. We doubt the day of Qiyamah, whether there is a day like Qiyamah. If we have this doubt about Jannat or Jahannam, we have the doubt about Taqdeer, a doubt about the Malaika and the Farishtas. Just if we have a doubt about this, then also our iman is cancelled and negated. So it is it's either yaqeen or it is either doubt. You have that full conviction, I believe there is absolutely no doubt in the existence of Allah, all the kitabs he sent, all the rasuls he sent, the day of Qiyamah, Taqdeer, Jannah, Jahannam, all that, there must be no doubt in it. A thought comes to a person, or he hears something, people talking, and just that thought comes, that is waswasa. That is just a thought, and because of his yaqeen, he dispels it immediately. It is Allah who is the doer. Allah alone is the provider of rozi. Allah alone is the giver of shifa. Then he confirms to that again, then that is in order. But this, that a person has a doubt about anything of the basics of deen, then also his iman is negated. And then the fifth type of kufr is kufr-e nifaq, that is hypocrisy. That a person lives like a Muslim, talks like a Muslim, but he doesn't believe in it in his heart. And in fact, this type of kufr is such a kufr that when we will see such munafiqs, we will admire how pious they are, how much they cry in the fear of Allah. But actually in their heart there is no iman whatsoever. Like the Shias, for example, especially when they in Muharram, when they make their matam, which is all totally wrong and haram, they cry so much that we also wonder that haven't these people really got iman? I can't cry like this. How these people cry, so much they cry. The people who wanted to take out the body of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the two Jews, they were so pious outwardly, and they were feeding the people of Medina Sharif so much, and their piety was so great, but in their heart there wasn't one bit of iman, but the great enmity of iman. So we must not just look at outward forms, that a person dresses very piously, or that he talks so much about deen and that, but inside is the important thing, that yaqeen must be in the heart. That true belief, there must be, it must not be that there is kufr in the heart, but with our tongue we are talking about iman and Islam. So Allah Ta'ala save us, and all this is that we become alert, that the most important thing, I must go with iman from this world. And once a person is in the grave, he is sealed and locked in there. If he has that proper iman and amal, it's just bliss and enjoyment for that person. But if it is kufr and disbelief, then we can, it's just too terrible to even think what that life is in the qabr. Worse it will be on the day of qiyamah, and then of course in jahannam we cannot imagine. So there is a very important thing that we see our iman is intact, and that we are saved from all types of kufr. And this we have to be very careful and vigilant with regard to ourselves, our family members, our children. All of us, we must have this concern of our iman. May Allah give us this reality, and give out of His mercy and kindness, keep all of us with perfect iman, that we live by Him, that perfect iman, we die on it, and Allah raises us on that perfect iman for us, our progeny, our children, everyone.